Just about firehawks and things.
He let them run out a lot up there until he got that bar built. Just got built last fall. He had nearly 1,000 head up there last summer.
It's a lot hot. There's some more I want to buy. I'll come back to the hogs. Did you have, you know, you're talking about these pastures. What kind of fences did you build?
Well, I can remember. Well, his folks and mine too had
rail
fence. You know, you've seen pieces of wood, long.
Oh, and they go like
three or
this.
Four.
They go like that.
Uh-huh. In and out.
That's called a rail fence?
Yeah.
Were there any other kinds of fences?
Not at first,
well,
but they don't have any of that kind
now. They got to have barbed wire and build cattle, for pasture for cattle, but hogs is either rail till they got this woven wire.
Oh, yeah. Were there fences around gardens and houses and stuff? Did they ever put fences up around
houses? Used to put fences all around the gardens, and some people did around the houses occasionally, but
not in.
Most of them way back are made out of palings, they call it, wooden palings, split.
Went up and down, you know, little pieces about
posts,
2 or 3.
Put the piece across that way and then nail these palings, they cut them down. Sharpen the end of them, both sharp with chicken wood and light on top.
You call that what kind of a fence?
Paling.
A paling fence, like a picket fence or something like that.
I see. We don't have much fences of that kind anymore up there.
Oh, I see.
A rail fence either.
No. What about something like walls? Did they often build walls for pastures too, or around houses? That wasn't very common. We were talking before about kitchen stuff. What did you eat off of? What kind of plates and things? What was it made of? What were the plates made of that you ate from?
Well, pretty much like the material we have now.
Nice, like china.
Might be thicker.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't china. It was. What to call it? I don't know. But anyway, it was kind of heavy.
Where did you get? What kind of knives and forks and stuff did you make them yourself, or could you buy them in the store?
No, we didn't. We had to buy them. They usually the first ones I remember had a wooden handle.
Uh-huh.
You know, metal. Yeah. The knife was metal, but it had wooden handle. I don't see them anymore.
Did people ever have little like musical instruments? Did they ever play anything?
Yeah, they had banjos and fiddles.
Really? You were talking about those parties where you would go have a quilting bee. Would they sometimes come? And
sometimes play? They did. Sometimes they'd have the barn dance.
Uh huh. What were they?
Oh, I couldn't hardly tell. Pretty similar to what the barn dance is now, though, I think.
Did they ever have anything like a Jew's harp?
Yeah.
Did they do that?
Yeah.
How does a Jew's harp work?
Oh, they put it in the mouth and they kind of hit a little prong out there somehow, and it makes a sound. You breath against it somehow.
See.
You blow against it.
Oh,
and the French harp, they call it too. Well, they call that a harmonica now, I believe.
French harp? What's that? Oh, that's a harmonica. That's not a Jew's harp.
Yeah, it's different.
Keep me straight. Oh yeah, he's got down here all those double trees and single trees and that you were telling me about from the wedding and the harrows and you're talking about when you were chopping wood, did you used to use a sawhorse? Did people ever use sawhorses?
They cut the wood out with axe.
They had sawhorses though when they wanted to saw something.
Sawwood, I guess I should have thought of it then.
Had a, what they call a crosscut saw. I had a long saw with a handle at each end, and two people would pull it back and forth.
I see. What did the sawhorses look like?